Good afternoon. This is Monica with Family First Care. How may I assist you?
Yes, this is Muhammad calling.
Hi, Muhammad. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. I was giving you a call. Let me just pull up your file. Hold on. Frames, right? The last name?
Frames, F-R-A-M-E-S.
Okay, perfect. Yes, I was calling you because I had sent you the onboarding requirements, and I wanted to review them with you. This is so that you can sign up to be the aide for Kristen.
Okay.
Okay, so I sent you 4 links that you need to complete. It's going to be for the application. There's going to be a test that you need to do. It's going to be, you have to read some material and then answer about 80 questions based on the material that you read. Then you're going to have your I-9 and W-4 document that you need to submit. That's going to ask you questions like if you're a U.S. citizen, if you have any dependents that you need to claim, if you declare yourself single, married, or head of household, okay? And then the last thing is going to be for your direct deposit form. If you wanted to set you up, just make sure you fill out that form, double-check your account number and routing number are correct before you submit this. And then besides that, we do need your 2 forms of ID. So that was the either a driver's license, a state ID, and a social. Do you have those with you handy right now that you can send me via text?
I have a picture of my ID front, but I have to get my social.
Do you have your birth certificate?
No. I have to get that too.
All right. Is it like you know where it is or you lost it?
No, I lost it. I lost my birth and my social. I just have a picture of my ID front back.
Do you happen to have a U.S. passport that's not expired?
Mm-mm.
All right. So you're going to need to get your replacement social, but it's okay because once you apply for replacement, what you're going to get is a letter stating that you applied for the replacement social. It's going to have your name, your address, and that you should get it in the mail within 10 business days or so. Send me a picture of that letter because you can still proceed with your hiring process as long as you get that letter. And then I'll follow up with you to get an actual picture of the social when you receive it via mail. Okay?
Okay.
But send me the picture of the ID now so I can at least have that on file.
Okay.
Okay, and then are you up to date with your TV test?
What's that?
The tuberculosis test?
Mm-mm. I never had that.
All right, so let me schedule you an appointment to get that done. Give me a moment so I can log into the system, okay?
Okay.
Okay, what is your zip code?
1913, I think it's 19134.
You're in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a couple of ASC locations in Philadelphia that I can send you to get your TB test done today. Are you able to go today? They're open until 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your date of birth, Muhammad?
08/15/2003.
All right, so I have a ASC at 180 West Girard Avenue. I also have one that's in Port Richmond at 3680 Aramengo Avenue. I have one at the Roosevelt Mall, 2329 Cottman Avenue. There's one at Roxboro, 5708 Ridge Avenue. And there's another at Torresdale, 9998 Frankfort Avenue. Which one is closest to you?
Gerard.
All right, perfect. So what time do you want to go there?
Probably like 4 o'clock. No, like 3:30.
All right. So I'm going to schedule you down for 3:30. If you arrive earlier or a little bit later, it's fine. Just try to make sure that you're staying within half an hour of the appointment time. And I'm going to send you a picture of the confirmation. Bring your ID with you because they do check IDs, okay?
Okay.
And then once you get that done, it usually takes about 2 to 3 business days to get the results back. And I'll keep you posted once I get those results in, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then besides this, the last requirement would be your 2-year residency proof. So have you been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more?
Yeah.
All right. So you happen to keep any, like, your old IDs, maybe an old pay stub or a W-2 form from 2023 or older?
2020 or older. No, I don't think so. I think my ID is, though. So I think I got my ID in, like, I think I got my ID in 2020.
Send me a picture of your ID, because if it does say that it was issued in 2020, then you can use it as your 2-year residency proof and your ID as well.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Do you have any questions?
No. Wait, do you want me to send, you want me to send a picture of my ID to the phone number?
Yes, to my number. So it'll be 267-551-7422. I just texted you from the number, the confirmation for your appointment.
Okay.
Did you get my text message with the confirmation?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So just text me back with your ID, and then I'll check and see if we can use it as your regular ID and a 2-year residency proof, okay?
Okay.
All right, great. And then just work on the rest of the links. Do you think that you'll be able to complete them over the weekend so I can reach out to you on Monday?
Yeah.
All right. And then your social, you can actually go online and see if you can apply for the replacement online.
Oh, okay. I was really just going to go to the building, probably like Monday or Tuesday. I was going to go to the building.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Just try to complete the link so that I can reach out to you on Monday, and then we'll take it from there, okay?
No more bread.
Okay.
All right, Muhammad, enjoy your weekend. I'll speak to you on Monday.
You too.
All righty, bye-bye.